Let's see, we do, let's call the roll, please.
Kehoe?
Here.
Kehoe here. Cox?
Here.
Cox here. Corbett?
Here.
Corbett here. Denham? Hancock?
Here.
Hancock here. Leno?
Here.
Leno here. Oropeza? Price? Runner? Walters?
Here.
Walters here. Wilk?
Here.
Wilk here. Wyland?
Here.
Wyland here. Yee? Yee here.
We have a quorum. Mr. Ruskin, why don't you begin your presentation whenever you're ready?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for being for hearing this. We have a problem with the underground storage tank program. Hundreds of claimants and consultants working on UST remediation have had their reimbursement from the state indefinitely suspended because the fund has been overspent by $80 million. Many businesses are threatened going out of business. We can't do further work on this important work. This bill does several things. It increases the UST fee charged on motor fuel stored in underground tanks from 1.4 cents a gallon to 2 cents a gallon for 2 years. It does several other things. I can go into all of them, or I can...
Please do.
All right. It provides language that allows the Water Board to unsuspend over 1,300 UST claims in the C-class, CIOMA members, that are currently suspended indefinitely. This action has barred them from trying to get third-party bridge financing to assist in their continuing remediation obligations. Thirdly, it allows the 1,300-plus suspended claimants to file for reimbursement of bridge financing costs within specified parameters. This is compromise language developed by the Water Board and accepted by CIOMA. Fourthly, it requires the Water Board to post the results of their independent third-party audit that they are having done on the UST fund and program on their website. Furthermore, it moves a program for remediation of school locations created in AB 2729 from 2007, a bill I authored, from accessing funds from the D category account to accessing funds in the general claims account. And finally, it resolves a problem for some 36 gas stations that lost eligibility for enhanced vapor recovery funding under the provisions of AB 96, which I also authored.
Mr. Ruskin, would you address the technical changes that are in the letter? Members, you're being handed a two-page letter that includes technical changes.
Let me have it. Where is it?
Let me have it. Question to the author. Madam Chair.
Yes, just to... there's a question from Senator Denham.
Yes, sir.
Is this a 27-vote bill?
It is, yes, at this point.
Is there a plan to strip the urgency out of this?
If I have to. I don't know.
All righty. Anything else? Did you finish on the technical amendments?
No.
This man here needs a copy of the letter. He seems to be...
No,
there you go.
I have a copy.
He's sort of discombobulated there.
First technical amendment, it'll provide, this bill provides a 3-year period. It should have been a 2-year period. We're committed to making that change with an amendment. Secondly, the word liquidation in the bill is a problem. I'm committed to making a change dealing with the word liquidation by striking out reallocated back to the underground storage tank cleanup fund and insert liquidated. The third change is to correct a typographical error on page 7, line 32, striking out this and inserting, quote, G, parenthesis, this. The G was inadvertently committed. I am committed to making these changes when the legislature reconvenes in January 2010 and have expressed this in greater detail in this letter.
Any other? Let's go to first to finance. Then I will call for witnesses for and against the measure. Then we'll go to members.
Miriam Ingenito with the Department of Finance. The increase in the bill would generate approximately $96 million in additional fees for each full year of implementation. That means in the first year, starting January 1, 2010, it would generate $24 million because it's paid 90 days in arrears, and the full amount of $96 million annually thereafter. The Water Board estimates that the carryover amount would be reduced from the current level of $106 million to $81 million at the end of 9-10, $27 million at the end of 2010-11, and would drop to zero in 2011-12. That's the carryover negative balance.
Thank you. Members?
Senator? I just wondered...
Senator Hancock?
If there's any more copies of the Sioma letter, because I didn't see it, but I believe it was referred to.
Ms. Walters is next. Just let me get her a copy, okay? Ms. Walters, then I'll go to Vice Chair.
I just have a question regarding Senator Denham's question earlier about the still an urgency bill, but if you need to strip out the urgency, you would do it. Is that correct?
It's a majority vote in the committee.
Right.
Urgency vote on the floor of the Senate, and any amendments would be taken to do that on the Senate floor.
So amendment to strip
take out the urgency
to take would be on the Senate floor prior to the vote on the bill?
Before or after? If it,
that was my question.
Yeah.
Why not just take it out now?
I don't know that it can't, but let me check into it. Yeah. So we don't need to do it here because we can do it on a majority vote. So we'll take that matter up when we get to the floor because we don't have to deal with it here.
Madam President.
Okay. Ms. Hancock.
I just wondered if Mr. Ruskin or the folks from Sioma could comment on that, because I thought the urgency was that people might go out of business and that we wanted it to happen right away.
Jay McKeeman with the California Independent Oil Marketers Association. Whether the bill is passed as an urgency or as just a majority vote, the provisions regarding the funding will take effect January 1st in either case,
okay,
because the Board of Equalization needs that time to set up their system. So that's...
It could really be either way.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, then that's fine. So if we've been having some difficulties, as you know, tonight getting any Republican votes for two-thirds bills, but it would not affect the ability to help you folks out.
That's correct. Right. We now understand that it's good either way. So.
And we're checking with rules on the exactly when the urgency was applied to the bill and if there's any deadlines around that time. So, you know, we can take up all of that on the floor. We will not be taking the urgency measure out here.
I've got a question to ask.
Let me just acknowledge Senator Leno made a motion on the bill, and discussion will continue.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Vice Chair.
Thank you. I wanted to inquire about the $80 million that you're out of sync with. It appears that the Water Board has gotten itself out of sync by about $80 million. How did that happen?
I'm Jay McKeeman with the California Independent Oil Marketers Association. According to the Water Board, they were just not paying attention to revenues and expenditures, and they overspent the fund by $80 million.
Is there anyone from the Water Board here tonight? Is there anyone from the Water Board that has, in an executive capacity, who has been spending the money? Any of those folks been discharged?
Not to my knowledge.
So let me just see if I understand this correctly, and that is that, and maybe you could, finance could comment on that in a few minutes, but let me just be sure I understand this correctly. I understand what your situation is, Mr. Ruskin, and I understand that. What I don't understand is the aspect of all of a sudden going through $80 million and then coming along and, for lack of a better term, they've said, whoops, you know, we let the thing get out of control. So I'm interested in knowing who, in fact, is going to be held accountable so that that next year we do not have a situation of where you come back in here and say, I'm $80 million short, because that's just simply unacceptable. And so what we have done, we have now transferred, we've now transferred the responsibility of this $80 million. We have now transferred it to the people who, in fact, are paying the taxes in order to bail them out for incompetency. So I want to know who's being held accountable for this and what actions have been taken by the governor's office in order to get this operation moving in a different direction.
Well, I know that the Water Board has called for an independent third-party audit.
Somebody ought to be submitting their resignation. Forgive me.
I'd be happy.
I don't think that's Mr. Ruskin's department.
I'm sure it's not, but somebody ought to be telling that this
is... Is there anyone here from the administration?
And if you are, would you want to come up?
Yeah, right. Anything else, Mr. Fox?
Well, it is a situation.
You're
you know,
right.
It's just like $80 million is not any money. Come on. $80 million is a heap of money. It may not be a lot of money around here, but somebody ought to be held accountable
and
with
Senator,
this water board for the loss of overspending some $80 million. You can't do that without some specific intent.
Senator, you know, my intent was to grapple first with the problem. I would be happy to look into that. Last year, I looked into a Office Depot contract that resulted in the return of $2.5 million to the state from apparent overcharges. So I'd be happy to actually take a look at that. My intent with this was to deal with the immediate problem of the people who are about to go out of business, and to that's why I introduced the legislation.
Move to strike the urgency.
Let me...
Motion's on the floor, Madam Chair.
I understand, Mr. Cox.
Madam Chair, we have the floor manager here, as well as the author, who's willing to take out the urgency. It would make sense to take it out here rather than...
You know, members, I would just as soon deal with this on the floor. So I think Mr. Denham is asking for an aye vote on this measure to strike the urgency. I'm asking for a no vote.
Mr. Ruskin, I think, is prepared to grant us the elimination of the urgency.
I doubt he will challenge the chair.
Have to,
adhere to the wishes of the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Ruskin. Call the roll.
Kehoe?
No.
Kehoe, no. Cox?
Aye.
Cox, aye. Corbett?
No.
Corbett, no. Denham?
Aye.
Denham, aye. Hancock?
No.
Hancock, no. Leno?
No.
Leno, no. Oropeza? Price?
No.
Price, no. Runner?
Aye.
Runner, aye. Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye. Wolk?
No.
Wolk, no. Weiland?
Aye.
Weiland, aye. Yee?
No.
Yee, no.
Five to seven. That motion fails. Mr. Leno, I think you had a comment.
I do. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Ruskin, for identifying a problem and putting forward a solution. This is yet another example of administrative waste, fraud, and abuse. And I don't believe that finance should have to take the hits for this. But it really is a bit of an outrage that no one from the Water Board is here to answer Senator Cox's appropriate questions. So again, you've just done the good job of identifying a problem and setting to fix it, but some answers need to come from the Water Board. And Madam Chair, I might suggest that as chair of our committee, if they could please report back to us so we get some clue, because otherwise I don't know that we want to throw good money at them and see them do whatever they did with the first $80 million.
We'll get that report, Mr. Leno, and share it with the members. Is there additional testimony in favor?
Let me get this on the floor.
Bill McGavern with Sierra Club California. We support the bill because we'll get cleanups moving. That's good for our communities. We want to get the hazardous materials removed and create opportunities for infill development.
Any other additional testimony? Is there opposition testimony? We have a motion by Senator Leno.
May I just make one comment?
Absolutely.
Madam Chair, I wish you would reconsider the aspect of about the aspect of removing the emergency factor today. And the reason for that is that we're going to take this to the floor of the Senate. We're not going to pass out a two-thirds bill tonight. And so what you do is you just run the risk simply of not getting this bill out until a later date. I am inclined to vote for the bill without the urgency. Now, I don't know whether that makes any difference to you or not, but it is a situation that you can't get it out off the floor of the Senate tonight. And so that means that you're gonna take it over there, and it isn't going to get done. So.
Well, Mr. Cox, I appreciate your comments,
all right.
But the fate of urgency bills on the Senate floor is entirely in your hands tonight. And so I'm sure we can take care of it there.
No, the fate of urgencies are also in the hands of everybody on this committee who could simply vote to take it out now instead of putting at risk the bill in you know, 15 minutes.
Do you want to do another motion, Mr.
No, I'm just wanting to say.
I don't agree.
Well, again, it right. Well.
You know, if we could be reasonable about all the urgency bills, that would be a discussion. But this is one more.
Well, no, this is one of the few bills that actually we've had a committee hearing on that we could actually interact at a committee level of some of the bills that have been taken up.
I've done my best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As we have.
Is there any other comments, members? Call the roll on the... Mr. Weiland, of course.
You know, I think one of the unfortunate things, and we all understand this, is getting complex bills. It's hard enough in a normal situation, but when we get it like this, as we do so often, it makes it really, really difficult. There's the glaring issue that Senator Cox discussed. It's not even, there's so many issues just trying to read our analysis itself. It just makes it extremely difficult to figure out what's going on. But I'd just like to ask one question. The current monies that were held by the Water Board, what's the origin of those? Is paid by whom?
The fee is assessed on fuel that is deposited into an underground storage tank. So the owner of the underground storage tank is the person that has to pay the fee.
So if I have a business that is not a fuel marketing business, but a business that has an underground tank, and I order fuel, which is deposited into that tank, then that's a fee that goes into this fund, which is administered by the Water Board.
That's correct. You have to have a permit for that underground
right.
storage tank, and that's how Board of Equalization knows to assess the fee.
Okay. And the only claims on that fund are for these cleanup claims that are discussed here. There are no other claims. Can it be rated by the state or?
It has not been historically rated by. I mean, any fund that's out there can be rated by the state, but this is one of the best defended funds in the state history. So it was incompetence by the Water Board that led to the overspending.
Okay. Members, I hate to interrupt,
right.
but we're being asked to return to the
okay.
floor. We have a motion. Call the roll.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Cox?
No.
Cox, no. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Denham? Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Oropeza? Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Runner? Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Weiland? Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye.
Denham, aye.
Denham, aye.
Denham, aye, and Weiland, aye.
Weiland
is an aye.
Yeah.
Okay. 10 to 1.
10 to 1. The bill is passed.
Thank you.